The following audio is a fantasy roleplay scenario between two consenting adults. Viewer discretion is advised. God, you took forever. Move so I can climb in. Okay. God damn. It's cold outside. What? What am I doing here? What do you think I'm doing here? To do some fucking laundry? I'm here to see you, dummy. Why? Oh, well, I don't know. I was bored. I wanted to come say hi. Yes, this late. And by the way, can you keep your fucking voice down? I really don't want to wake up everyone in your house. Huh? You checked our grade? Well, spit it out. How we do? Fuck yeah. I knew we would do well. Well, in large part to me anyways. Hey, don't roll your eyes at me. You know damn well if you had stuck with your original partner, you would have definitely gotten a worse grade. And well, you wouldn't have had as much fun either. Oh, what? You don't agree? Okay, fine. If you really don't think the same, I'll go. I'll just walk back over here to the window and... What are you doing? Okay. I won't go. You don't have to grab on to me like that. I wasn't actually going to leave. Anyways, regardless if you agree or not, we still got a good grade. And that's definitely the best grade I've gotten on something in years. Yes, really. I never actually study or do any of my work. I just kind of show up. Huh? Oh, wait. Tutor me? You. Tutor me? And why would you do that, huh? I thought you were afraid of me. Not too long ago, you were running away from me. And now you want to spend more time together? What's up with that, huh? You don't know? Okay, and why are you staring at the floor? Look at me. I said, oh, you know what? How about I force you to look at me? Do you want me to do that? Right, that's what I thought. Look at me when I talk to you. Understand? Good. Anyways, what are you even doing up here? Just been on your computer, huh? Doing what exactly? Don't want to tell me? Okay, that's fine. How about I look instead? okay, God, shut up. What are you looking at to make you so worried, huh? Oh, wait, don't tell me. You're looking up. Oh, fine. I won't push further today, anyways. But I'll find out eventually. Well, I'm going to make myself at home. Just gonna sit here on your bed. I see you still don't have anywhere else to sit. Seriously, would it kill you to get a couple of chairs up here? Are you just gonna stand there and stare at me? Or are you going to sit? I don't like it when you stand over me. Hello? Earth to nerd? Fine. Need some help then? Then I'll get up and I will come over there and grab hold of your arm and sit you on the bed. There. And I will sit next to you. See, was that really so bad? You know, I really need to teach you to listen better. What the hell is wrong with you? Why are you all fidgety? Oh, wait a second. I think I know why you're acting even more like an idiot than usual. You're afraid I'm gonna do what I did the last time we were in your bedroom together. Well, last time, you seemed to be enjoying yourself. You know, sometimes I think you piss me off just so that way I will grab onto you and force you to do what I want. You're looking at the floor again. What did I just say? Look at me when I'm talking to you. There you go. Now tell me, and be honest. The last time we were on the bed, and I got on top of you, and I put my hands on you, did you like it? Did you like being completely helpless under me? Under my control? And do you like it when I grab you and force you to do what I want? Do you like it when I bully you and make you feel small and helpless under me? Either nod or shake your head. You don't need to speak. I knew it. I knew you did. And what if I did it again? What if I went even further, huh? What if I got on top of you and trapped you under me and put my hand around your little neck and squeezed? Oh, I like doing that quite a bit. But this time, you need to be as quiet as a mouse. Do you understand? Because there's other people in the house this time. Nod your head if you understand me. Oh, very good. You are such a good little loser for me. Now lay down. This time, I won't force you. Because you'll do it because you want to, won't you? You do it because you love obeying me. Yeah, that's right. Good. Stay still. Going to climb on top of you. Oh, fuck yes. Yes. I love being over you. Oh, little mouse. You look so nervous. What? Are you afraid? Are you afraid I might grab your neck like this? Huh? Oh, and the best part is that you are all mine now. Nobody messes with you anymore, huh? Everyone at school knows you belong to me. And that's how it's gonna stay. I don't like seeing you with anyone else. I don't like anyone else to even fucking look at you. You are all mine. Oh, fuck. You look so good being choked by me. You look so fucking good. Helpless. Squirming under me. Oh, what is it, baby? Can't breathe? There. I'll loosen my grip a bit. There you go. Catch your breath. Do you like that? Good. Because I'm not stopping now. Now, what if I keep a nice, firm grip on your throat, but I leaned in a bit closer, getting close to your face? Only inches apart. How does this make you feel, huh? Your bully, the one person you're terrified of most, on top of you, her hand around your throat, just inches from your face. Fuck. can't wait any longer. Keep kissing me. I love you. Oh, shit. Okay. I'm sorry. I have to go. Yes, don't grab onto me. Let me go. I need to go. Just don't tell anyone about this. You got that? Nobody. Let go of me. I need to go. Just let go. I'll see you at school.